In today's Mishnah, from the 4th and 5th Mishnah, from the 4th Perek Masechet Avodah Zarah, Mishnah begins, Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, Asura Miyad. If a non-Jew formed or set aside an object to worship, then that will be forbidden Asur Bana immediately, even if he had not yet worshipped it. V'shel Yisrael, if however a Jew set aside an object for Avodah Zarah, it's only considered Asur, Eino Asura Ad She Te'aved, only once it is actually worshipped. Their designation alone would not make it Asur Bana. And that's because the pasuk specifically, when referring to a Jew that engaged in idol worship, says v'sam beseter, meaning only once he engages in an act that is done in secret, meaning worships it out of fear that he will get caught by Beit Din, that's when it becomes asur. Norchi shematel mevatel avodah zarah shelo v'shel chaveiro, that a non-Jew can mevatel, he can annul, as we've seen in the case of the Asherah tree a few days ago, that he can annul it as being an idol, and therefore it would be then mutar for one to gain benefit from that object that was worshipped. Similarly, v'shel chevera, also a nochri can annul a object that was worshipped by another nochri as well. We'll see in the next Mishnah examples of how one would do that. But importantly, he cannot mevatel an object that was worshipped by a Jew, because any object of a zara of a Jew, it doesn't have bittel ever, and it requires gineza, it's asur forever. Mishrael einu mevatel avodah zarah nochri. A Jew is not able to undo a mevatel, a avodah zarah that belonged to a non-Jew, and as we've already explained, even also not for a Jew itself, because the object that was worshipped by a Jew is also forever. Hamevatel avodah zarah bitel misham sheha. Bitel misham sheha, then we say misham sheha motrin vehi asura. So other than the object that was worshipped, there are other attachments and other things that were worshipped along with it. So the Mishnah says that if the Nochri Mevatel, the prime object of worship, then all these other things, attachments and the like, would also be Batel. But if he's Mevatel only Misham Sheha, those things that served it, then we say they would be Batel, but the object of Ozara would still be Asur. The Mishnah then asks, Ketza Mevatla, what's an action that demonstrates that a Goy has annulled this Avodah Zarah? The examples are, we make a physical change of the idol. For example, kata rosh oznoi, cut off the tip of its nose. Sorry, its ear. The next case is rosh chotma, the tip of its nose. Or rosh etzba'a, or the tip of its finger. Or pechasa, or even if you didn't cut anything, but you got a hammer and put a dent in its face. Afal pi shelo chasra, even if it's just a dent and everything is, all the material is still there, that's a demonstration, that's an act where he's mevatelet. However, aval rekak befana, if he spat, or he shtin befana, he urinated in front of, or gerara, or he dragged along the ground in a disgraceful manner, or zarak ba et hatzoi, threw feces at it, we say hare ze eno betela, that doesn't mevatelet, because it was a practice that sometimes the worshippers of Avodah Zarah would get angry at this idol, they would treat it in a disrespectful manner, but nonetheless return to it at a later opportunity. Mishnah continues, mechara, what if he, a goy, sold it, or mishkana, used it as a, or he gave it as a collateral? Rabbi says, bitel, it's annulled. The Chachamim says, lo bitel, it is not annulled. Now the Gemara explains the debate here is only regarding between Rabbi and Chachamim, where he sells it to another non-Jew. Chachamim understand, because he sold it to a non-Jew, the assumption was that, well, it's not mevatel, because he might think this purchaser is also going to worship it. However, if he sold it to a Tzoref Yisrael, this is a smith, this material may be made of gold. If a goy sold it to a Jew, and he knew that this Jew was simply going to pound it and use it for its material, then everyone would agree in that situation, the way Kati explains the first time, that through the sale itself, it is considered batel. There is another opinion, though. The debate is, even if they sell it to a Jew, even if he happened to be a smith, you might think the rationale previously was surely going to use it simply for its raw material, that even then the Chacham would say there's not batel. Why? Because you might think this Jew is a trader purchasing for me in order to sell it to another idol worshipper. In other words, Chachamim would disagree in both situations. No matter who he's selling it to, the sale alone doesn't demonstrate in the batel of Avodah Zarah. Those are Mishnah today.